Of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the News and Observer, the NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. First up from the News and Observer, Oprah called these NC cookies a favorite for 2021. Here's where you can find them. This was published November 5th and written by Drew Jackson. Long before Tanya Council's cookies landed on Oprah Winfrey's favorite things list of 2021, they had already passed a tougher taste test, her grandmother's. As the granddaughter of Mildred Mama Dip Council, Tanya Council grew up in a rarefied world in Southern food. Mama Dip had founded her influential namesake restaurant in Chapel Hill, authored celebrated cookbooks, and made numerous television appearances. One day, Tanya Council was ready to toss a batch of test cookies, questioning whether the dream of turning her grandmother's beloved pecan pie into a cookie could ever be a reality. Mama Dip stopped her and asked for a taste. She said, "I think you've got something here," Tanya Council said, and the cookies were added to the dessert case. "I was always her biggest fan, and when she said that, I knew she meant it. She didn't let just anyone put something in her dessert case." On November 1st, Tanya Council's Pecan Crisp cookies were named to Winfrey's coveted holiday gift lists, a list that can mean an automatic bump in sales for local and national products alike. "It was overwhelming. I was shocked that Oprah had tasted my cookies," Council said. "The list obviously carries a lot of weight, and Oprah is a highly successful black woman." Council said she had carried the secret of landing on the O list for 2 weeks. Once it was public, she said the response was enormous. "The internet has really gone crazy," Council said. A famous pie becomes a famous cookie. Tanya Council grew up in her grandmother's restaurant, so a life of baking was no great surprise. "Food is in my blood," Tanya Council said. The now-famous cookies were born out of a problem. While waiting tables in the restaurant about a decade ago, Tanya Council was tired of seeing an empty space in the Mama Dip's dessert counter beyond the daily cakes and pies. "The empty space nagged at her," she said, and as a council, she solved the problem with food. Council set out to recreate one of her grandmother's most popular pies, the iconic pecan, but in cookie form. "So many people would talk about her pecan pies and say, 'That's my favorite dessert ever,'" Council said. "I wanted to take that and turn it into a cookie." How to get the cookies? Council was already anticipating a busy baking season, but now with a national spotlight on her cookies, she expects it to reach a new level. "The pecan people are going to be very happy," Council said. The Oprah-approved pecan crisps come in a $24 tin or a large $43 jar. There will be a Tanya's Cookies pop-up November 19th at the Crabtree Valley Mall near Council Store Sweet Tea and Cornbread. Council also runs a sweet tea and cornbread restaurant at the North Carolina Museum of History. Up next from the News and Observer, this one-of-a-kind restaurant is now expanding to downtown Durham. This was published November 4th and was written by Drew Jackson. Zwelly's is located at 4600 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard, Suite 26 in Durham, and their phone number is 984-219-7555. From the outset, Zwelly's made its mark. The Durham restaurant opened in 2018, billing itself as the country's only Zimbabwean restaurant. The menu of piri piri chicken, peanut butter collards, and jollof rice developed a legion of fans who sought out its original strip mall location off of US 15501. Now Zwelly's is ready to expand, as married owners Leonardo and Zwelly Williams pick downtown Durham's American Tobacco Campus for their latest projects, Zweli's Ekaya. It was named after the Bantu word for home. Zimbabwe-born co-owner and chef Zweli Williams said Ekaya sets the tone for the restaurant's plan for hospitality. Ekaya in Bantu is more than a word. It is a feeling, a sense of being at home wherever you are, Zweli Williams said in a release. These feelings of comfort, support, and familiarity are what we strive to bring to each other, to each dinner via our menu and dining experience. Whether it is something brand new or a new take on something familiar, we want each and every visitor to leave our restaurant feeling as if they have returned home. Tapas-style dishes. With Ekaya, the Williams say they plan to serve Bantu fusion with a menu of tapas-style dishes. The restaurant will move into the former Saladelia space and is expected to open in 2022 with a new outdoor patio. The couple met in college at NC Central University. Zweli worked in restaurants for years, and Leonardo Williams, a former Durham teacher, liquidated his retirement account to help open a restaurant of his own. He won a Durham City Council seat on Tuesday. When the Williamses talk about the comfort they hope to bring to their new restaurant, it's something that they have a history of creating. In his glowing 3.5-star review, former News and Observer dining critic Greg Cox said Zweli's was like dining at a familiar table. Zweli's is clearly a labor of love, Cox wrote in 2019. The Williamses built many of the furnishings in the colorful shoestring budget dining room themselves and decorate the place with local art. That spirit has extended to the staff. If it's possible to feel at home in a restaurant while eating a cuisine you've never had before, this is it. Remaking the American tobacco food scene. Ekaya will join a new group of restaurants looking to remake the dining scene at the American Tobacco Campus. Broy Curacao, a popular Southern and Caribbean food truck, launched its first brick-and-mortar at ATC just before the pandemic, then expanded across the street as a vendor for Durham Bulls games. Graham-based coffee shop Press opened a new location at the campus this summer. Pandemic pop-up Queen Burger plans to open a brick-and-mortar store there next year, and Parker and Otis relocated its popular cafe and coffee shop to ATC last year. We've had the very fortunate opportunity to work with dozens and dozens of restaurateurs and thousands of entrepreneurs at the American Tobacco Campus and American Underground, Adam Klein, ATC director, said in a release. Zweli and Leo represent the best of Durham. They are creative, committed, caring, and most importantly, community-focused. We're honored that they chose to share their journey with us and take part in ours. Zweli's Ekaya is located at 4600 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard, Suite 26 in Durham, and their phone number is 984-219-7555. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Cape Fear Seafood Company in Raleigh, dishing out great seafood with a delicate touch. This was published October 20th and was written by Ron Nguyen. Cape Fear Seafood Company is located at 2018 Clark Avenue in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-5455. When it comes to seafood, there doesn't seem to be a ton of fancier dining options in the area. While I have no problem eating a pile of calabash fried seafood out of a container, sometimes you want something a bit more classy and upscale. And here's where this Cape Fear Seafood Company comes into play. This small, local chain based out of Wilmington, North Carolina, by the coast, now has two locations in the Raleigh area. The newer location is in the Village District, replacing the long-standing Cameron Village Bar and Grill, and is a great option for a higher-end meal of seafood with family and friends. Here's why. Located in the front of Cameron Village off of P Street, look for the bright blue awning and whitewashed brick at Cape Fear Seafood. Inside, you'll find a host or hostess and get a place by the neat and tidy dining room done up in a nautical motif with a lot of beachy blues and whites. Paneled booths and bench seating gives the space a slightly private feel to many tables. And in the back left, you'll find a pleasant bar with a white marble top and several TVs to catch up on the game. Overall, Cape Fear Seafood Company has an excellent dining room that works well for families and parties of 4 to 6 people. For both of my visits, I've hung out at the bar as a solo diner. Service there has been polite and attentive. Looking over Cape Fear Seafood's menu, you'll find the usual broiled and fried options, along with some fancier dishes and pasta. Seafood risottos, saltimbocca, rolls wrapped in prosciutto, along with jambalaya stand out as some of the more unique menu items. Cape Fear Seafood also offers up some beef and chicken options for the non-seafood lovers in your party. Prices range from $15 to $30, with some more affordable sandwich, taco, and basket offerings in the $10 to $15 range. About right price-wise, in my opinion, for quality seafood. One dish that I really enjoyed was their Figure 8 Stuffed Flounder, $24.99, which is served up with some rice pilaf and green beans. Two perfectly broiled flounder pinwheels, roulades, are stuffed with crab and covered with beurre blanc, light butter, sauce. It's a delicious and delicate preparation for white fish, and the surprise for me was the crisp green beans, perfectly sautéed on the side and served with bits of tomato. The broiled seafood platter is another good option, with a mix of mussels, scallops, and cod, blackened with lemon pepper and served with rice pilaf and asparagus. Overall, I find the light touch that Cape Fear Seafood's kitchen has with their delicate proteins very well done. The portion size is just right. Don't anticipate taking much home at all, but it is a reasonable expectation. I found my dining experiences at Cape Fear Seafood Company to be consistently good. The ambience is just interesting enough, the service is solid, and the menu is tasty, perfect for a family meal or visits from the parents. The crowd here does tend to be a little older, given the more traditional experience. And you know what? That works perfectly fine for me and is a great fit for people who are usually hanging out in the neighborhood. Cape Fear Seafood Company does seafood right, and you would not expect anything less from a restaurant with that name. Cape Fear Seafood Company is located at 2018 Clark Avenue in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-5455. And jumping back to the News and Observer, here's your peek inside BB's Crispy Chicken, plus the hot sauces you should try first. This was published November 2nd and written by Drew Jackson. BB's Crispy Chicken is located at 2920 Sherman Oak Place, Unit 104 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-272-3300. It took 2,000 tries and the better part of 4 years. But Ashley Christensen believes she has landed on the perfect chicken sandwich. Now the world can taste for itself. BB's Crispy Chicken opens Saturday, October 30th at 11 a.m. in Raleigh's Midtown East development on Wake Forest Road, joining the collection of new shops and restaurants in the shadow of the Wegmans. Here's everything you need to know about the hottest chicken sandwich in town. What is BB's Crispy Chicken? This is Christensen's first fast casual venture and her first restaurant outside of downtown Raleigh. The James Beard award-winning chef of Pool's Diner and Death and Taxes partnered with MDO Holdings to create BB's. Chicken sandwiches have become the most competitive item in the food world over the last few years, following a frenzy ignited by fast food chains. Christensen joins the fray, promising a shatteringly crisp sandwich made to hold its crunch even after the car ride home. Soggy chicken was a problem even before the pandemic, but with the necessity of takeout in recent months, Christensen said BB's had to nail the crisp it promises in its name. "We thought a lot about when families pick this up and take it home," Christensen said. "How do we make sure it's still crunchy and delicious if they eat it an hour or an hour and a half later?" What's on the menu? Beebe's shares a connection with Christensen's popular downtown Raleigh restaurant, Beasley's Chicken and Honey, but this is a very different chicken sandwich. Compared to the Beasley's thigh, the Beebe's sandwich is a boneless breast, brined and tossed in a wet batter before frying. To burn or not to burn is the central question of Beebe's menu, where four of the nine Sammies are topped with increasingly hotter hot sauces. Five take the cool way out, topped with options like pimento cheese, barbecue sauce, shredded lettuce and mayo, or just a few thick pickles. There are also salads, wraps, and grilled chicken if you're not feeling fried. Beyond chicken, all the sandwiches can be made with a fried and lightly pickled green tomato on top. Christensen said a vegan option is still in development. Beyond sandwiches, Beebe's calls its version of chicken tenders dunkers. These thin pieces of chicken have been breaded in gluten-free panko and eat like strips of chicken schnitzel. The sides are sweet potato waffle fries, salt brined French fries, a dill pickled cabbage slaw, fried cheese curds, and a plate of fries covered in liquid cheese. Dessert includes chocolate and vanilla milkshakes, plus a seasonal pick. For now, it's pumpkin. The five most intriguing Beebe's sauces. There are 13 homemade sauces on the Beebe's menu, from classic buttermilk ranch to Scorpion Red Fire, the hottest sauce in the building. The hot sauces bypass North Carolina's Texas Pete, instead using Louisiana's Tabasco for the base heat. Here are the standout sauces. Mango Sweet and Sour. Fried chicken loves a sweet and sour sauce, and this one has a tangy punch. It's sweet, but not cloying, and delivers on its fruity promise. Hot Honey. This trendy condiment is beginning to cozy up with ketchup and mustard on many restaurant tables. This one mixes Tabasco buffalo sauce and honey, finishing with a tingle instead of a burn. Southwestern Ranch. Double the ranch, double the fun. The Beebe's Buttermilk Ranch is tried and true, an herby hug for dunkers and fries and everything else. The Southwestern one, though, delivers more spice than expected, plus a smokiness that takes it deeper. White Hot Buffalo. Think of this as Alabama white barbecue sauce mixed with buffalo. Here, Duke's Mayo is spiked with just a bit of Tabasco Scorpion pepper sauce and clocks in as Beebe's second hottest and most flavorful hot sauce. Scorpion Red Fire. For heat seekers, this is Beebe's most searing sauce, made with the same Scorpion Tabasco as the previous sauce, but with more of it, plus chili sauce and some agave for sweetness. This hot sauce unexpectedly teases out the fruitiness of chili peppers, but it also brings the heat. It's not as searing as the ghost pepper chili oil at Beasley's, but it's hot. App ordering. The pandemic made online ordering second nature. Beebe's is launching an app for diners to order online, and it has tall shelves for picking up takeout orders. Diners can also dine in and bypass the counter by sitting down and ordering with a QR code on the table. The meal will be brought out when it's ready. More Beebe's on the way. The Raleigh restaurant is at 2920 Sherman Oak Place, Unit 140, and will be open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Beyond the Raleigh locations, Beebe's will open two other Triangle locations early next year. The next to open will be at Durham's University Hill, followed by Cary's Parkside Commons. These locations will open by March, MDO President Doug Worf said, possibly earlier depending on equipment arrivals. Beebe's is already looking beyond the Triangle with future possible locations in the Triad, Wilmington, and Charlotte, and even outside North Carolina into Richmond. Christensen's order. If Christensen ordered at Beebe's, she said she'd keep it basic. I always struggle with favorites, but I love the basic fried chicken and pickles, Christensen said. I'd throw a little mayo on mine. Second to that, I'd say the fried green tomatoes with pimento cheese. Beebe's is located at 2920 Sherman Oak Place, Unit 104 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-272-3300. From NC Triangle Dining, Utica Bakery in Apex for Baked Italian Sweets and Savories. This was published October 9th and written by Ron Wynn. Utica Bakery is located at 430 Upchurch Street in Apex. Their phone number is 919-267-5716. If I'm in the mood for sweets, I usually end up with some cookies or ice cream. But every now and then, I feel the need for pastries, and it hits my precious little prehistoric brain. One category of sweets that unfortunately seems to be lacking in the triangle is Italian pastries. Back up north, it's not too hard to find a good Italian bakery offering up cookies, cannolis, and other goodies, but down here in North Carolina, the pickings are slim. So if you're looking like I've been, I've got some great news for you. Utica Bakery. Based out of Apex, Utica Bakery offers up some delicious pastries and surprises if you're willing to make the effort and drive over to the Peak City. Head on over to Apex and you'll find a black trailer sitting in a side lot at 430 Upchurch Street. Grab some street parking. There's shaded cover overhead for patrons that's lit up with some cheery white light bulbs. You can order online and pick up at the window, but for those who haven't pre-ordered, scan the menu on the side. While most of the baked goods are Italian sweets, Utica Bakery also offers up some savory items and breads. For many of the filled items, cream puffs, lobster tail, eclairs, you can choose your type of filling and they will prepare it fresh to order. Choose from whipped cream, pastry cream, cannoli cream, lemon ricotta base, and chocolate hazelnut cream. Some of the more popular items are probably the cannoli, lobster tails, and cookies. There's a vertical display of the goodies right next to the menu. One item that I definitely enjoyed is the lobster tails. Similar in construction to soffriggetti, they are funnels of crispy pastry layers baked into a crisp and filled with the cream of your choice. I'd probably do the pastry cream or whipped cream to keep things light. The cherry on top just completes the deal. Utica Bakery is also known for their beautiful cannoli, which can be ordered with chocolate or pistachio encrusted ends. The rum baba is a tall pastry that's drizzled with rum syrup and can be filled with cannoli cream, a classic Italian treat. Utica Bakery's cannoli cream is quite good with some lemon essence and perfect sweetness. If you're a fan of Italian cookies, Utica Bakery has a good assortment. My favorites are the almond paste-based cookie, which are moist and chewy. I've also seen the classic Italian rainbow cookie on the menu, but missed them during my last visit. I'm used to a larger number of cookie options at an Italian bakery, but what Utica Bakery has is decent. And don't forget about the savory treats at Utica Bakery. The tomato pie is similar to a tomato sauce-only pizza sprinkled with Parmesan cheese. A large half-tray slab that's best shared with friends and family. I hope to try out their stuffed breads sometime soon. Given that it is so hard to find Italian bakeries in the Triangle, I am glad to have Utica Bakery nearby in Apex. Their sweets and savories are all well done and reasonably priced for what you get. The service has been excellent during my visits here. You might want to order online if you want to save some time. I've had amazing Italian baked goods having lived in both the Boston and Hartford, Connecticut areas, so here's hoping we get more and better Italian bakery options in the future. Utica Bakery is located at 430 Upchurch Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-267-5716. From the News and Observer. Looking for dinner? Lady Fingers has you covered at new grocery store, eatery, and cafe. This was published November 5th and written by Lars Dolder. A longtime Raleigh caterer is expanding its business with a flagship grocery store, eatery, and cafe near North Hills. Lady Fingers, known across many southern and east coast states for its gourmet to-go meals, has operated out of a small storefront on East Whitaker Mill Road since 1985. The company's fresh frozen meal solutions are available in about 140 stores from Mississippi to New Jersey. But Lady Fingers never dabbled in groceries until now. We had been talking about opening a real deal market of our own for a while, said David Jackson, who bought Lady Fingers 8 years ago with his wife, Tootie, his brother Daniel, and his father, Dan. This new market will obviously sell our frozen meals, but along with grocery type and convenience items, North Carolina made products, and stuff you can't get at your Harris Teeter. The 4,000 square foot space at 3710 Exchange Glenwood Place, Suite 1000 will open November 15th. It will include dine-in section with patrons, where patrons can eat breakfast and lunch, or imbibe at the cafe with craft beer and wine bar. We'll have handcrafted deli sandwiches and all of our deli salads, that sort of thing, and grab-and-go stuff, plus beer and wine, Jackson said. So this new store will have three or four different concepts going on at one time. Jackson has hired 11 workers to staff the new location. If he can reach 18, the restaurant might grow to include a dinner menu. The challenge has been the labor market, Jackson said. We've struggled to fill positions, which I think everybody is in that position right now. But I think we've found some good people, and we're going to do our best and work hard to get this place open, and then hopefully hire a few more. For those unfamiliar with Lady Fingers' selection, Jackson recommends the chicken pot pie, lasagna, gumbo, and their signature country ham rolls. The company sells about 100,000 of them per year. We've had people driving out here from Charlotte to get those before we started selling them out there, Jackson said. Non-traditional grocery options will include locally sourced nuts, jams, sauces, grits and rice, organic soaps and detergents, and a wide section of gluten-free products. I think people will be happy we're here because we're offering more things you can't get at your chain grocery stores, Jackson said. I'm not trying to brag on our product, but I think it brags on itself. And last but not least, some Friday fun food facts from November 5th. This was published on the Triangle Food blog. This week, the Flyin' Mayan moved into their new location in Morrisville in the former famous toastery spot just down from Guasaca, 9928 Chapel Hill Road, Morrisville, to be exact. This follows on the news of the closing of their original Flying Burrito spot on Grove Barton Road in Raleigh, closed last month, and the closing of their downtown Raleigh Flying Mayan location. The folks over at Rawl Today brought it to our attention that getting up in the morning is totally worth it when you find out that Iris Coffee Lab in Glenwood South has added Flipside Donuts to their menu 6 days a week. Flipside just opened this year in Cary and apparently, as you will see, have a good thing going. Guess what today is? Yep, today is the day that Thanksgiving pre-orders begin at Bolted Bread in downtown Raleigh, 614 West South Street. Can you say buttermilk muscadine pie or pumpkin pie or assorted pastries or freshly baked bread? Make Bolted part of your Thanksgiving tradition beginning this year. And we have run out of time for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.